for His mercy, for His love. No greater love Jesus shed for us. I want to talk to you this morning for just a little bit, for just a little while. Something that God has placed upon my heart that really, really ministered to me, especially within these last few days of this week. God has really ministered this word. This word touched my life. It transformed me. It just moved in a mysterious way. And I just want to share it with you this morning. If you have your Bibles, we're going to read two verses of scripture taken from the book of 2 Kings. Just two verses. 2 Kings chapter 20. And if I was going to use a thought for you tonight, I will use these words. It is not over. Look at your neighbor and tell him it's not over until God says over. In 2 Kings chapter 20, beginning at verse number 1, I'm going to read verse 1, then I'm going to skip down to verse number 5. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, Thus said the Lord, Set thy house in order, for thou shalt surely die and not live. Verse number 5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus said the Lord God, the Lord of the God of David, thou father, I have heard thy prayer and I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day, and thou shalt go up into the house of the Lord. Just want you to close your Bible. I'm going to talk to you today because God has done some tremendous things. I want to share some personal things that God has done using this particular subject. Because we're living in a day, in a time that many people seem to lose hope. And tonight, this morning, I'm very excited and I'm encouraging my spirit. Because how many know that we're talking about the love of God? God is a good God. God is a good God. And on this week, He showed me how good and how great He is. But not only is He the good God, but He's a faithful and He's a merciful God and He's a loving God, because God is good. And not only is He good, I'm telling you, He's a way maker. He's a deliverer. He's one that can make a way out of nowhere. I'm here today to declare unto you that God has a plan for your life. He has a plan for my life. But I'm also here to tell somebody, and I believe there's some people here to believe. I'm telling you that even though the situations that are before us in this world today, we're in the middle of a big election, a time of great decision. And in the beginning of the year, I had spoken to you, and we had spoken concerning how that God was going to begin to break the yokes from off our necks, and that the yoke would be destroyed because of the anointing. And we talked about restoration. We talked about transformation. All these things we talked about, and this is taking place in our society today. There's about to be a great transformation in the White House, in our nation of the world, because they're getting ready now to vote in a president. But God has everything in hand. People are being confused, but God has a plan for our life, and he's willing. He don't want us to give up, but He wants us to fight on. He wants us to continue into the things that He have called us to do. Today, I want you to realize, don't quit, because we're going to be facing those very different situations and trials. But God has made a promise to us. And when God makes us a promise, that in the midst of everything, God is still who He is. And God, this week showed me that He was a good God and a merciful God. He spoke through my wife and he spoke through my daughter on this week. I want to let you to understand that there have been some things over this course of weeks that had been going on inside of this body, which I couldn't understand what was going on. I was going through some transformation in this body that I didn't understand while I was going through these things. There was dizziness, there was lightheadedness, there was tiredness, there was pain, there was agony. And I couldn't understand why these things are happening. But I understood that God was a good God, that because in the midst of it, God's grace was available to us. Sometimes when I would come here to church, I would feel so bad in this body, but if you looked at my face, you wouldn't be able to tell it. Why? Because the trust and the faith that I have in God keeps me alive. So we went to the doctors and we went through a series of tests, all kinds of tests, from one doctor to another doctor, from one specialist to another specialist. And then I went to one particular doctor where, as he began to examine me, and he said, I want to look into your history. There's a history of this and a history of that and a history of this and a history of that. No. I have this history. But I want you to understand something, that in any situation that God will allow you and allow you to go through, God is in the midst. We don't have to give up. God is not finished with us yet. In the midst of all that is going on, let's not quit. Let's not throw in the towel. Let's not give up, but let's stand firm on the word of God. But even though I was going to these doctors, deep down inside I said, there's not a thing wrong with me. I said, God, I'm healed by your strength. I didn't pray for healing. I told God, I'm never going to pray for healing again. I'm just going to thank you for my healing. I think sometimes we pray the wrong prayer. We're always asking God to do this and God to do that. But we need to say, Lord, you are the God that healed me. I'm healed, God. Thank you for my healing. I come to the place now, I'm going to say, Lord, I thank you for my healing. So I goes to the doctors. And he says to me, he says, I want to order a CAT scan. Because I had a history of sarcoidosis, he thought there was a reoccurrence. But I told him, I said, I was diagnosed in 1989. I said, God healed me in 1996. I said, there's no sarcoidosis. He said, I need to make sure, because that disease, it may be in one spot, it can cross over into another area. I said, fine. Told my wife, fine. Do what you have to do. And he sent me out, and I had a CAT scan done of my chest. And then they sent me to a preliminary specialist to have a lung test taken. They wanted to see the volume and the control of my lungs. And after the test went back, they took the tests, and they said, when was the last time you had a CAT scan? I said, I had a CAT scan 2 years ago of my chest. And he said, we want to take that CAT scan, and we want to compare this CAT scan with this CAT scan. It's not over until God says so. And he took the CAT scan and he compared both of the CAT scans. And when I went back to the doctor on Thursday, walked into his office, and I was feeling like I was ready to just fall out. And he looks at me, and he asks me a few questions. And he asked me, was I a drinker or was I a smoker? And I gave him the answer. And then he said to me, he says, I'm looking at your CAT scan. And I'm looking at it from 2 years ago until now. He said, there's very little comparison in those tests. And he said, but he said, there's something I don't understand. Something that I cannot explain. I'm looking at your test from your lung function test. 2 years ago, they were at 80%. He says, right now, they're almost 100%. It ain't over until God says it's over. And he said, but what I can't understand is this. I see the lymph nodes on your lungs. He said, they are so big. So big. I smiled at him. Said, they're so big. My precious daughter, my wife always tells me, she says, honey, I'm going to the doctor. She said, don't worry about that. She said, you are a walking miracle. You're a walking miracle. You are a walking miracle. My daughter, working for another doctor, I needed a CAT scan and I needed this lung function test, but I didn't have the money. So I says to my daughter, I says, they want me to take this particular test. I don't really want to. I said, but I'm going to take it because, you see, I believe that what is happening then is going to be documented in their it's going to be a testimony unto the doctors. They're going to document it. Somebody else is going to come up with that same condition, and they're not going to know how to handle it. But they will have my testimony. And I'm getting someplace with this. And so she made a few phone calls, talked to a few people, called me up, and she says, Daddy, I want you to go down to Suffolk MRI, and they're going to give you a CAT scan. Speak to, I forget the name of the woman's name. Don't worry about anything else. So the CAT scan was totally free. Totally free. So I didn't have to pay for it. So then I needed a preliminary doctor that would take that particular test. And I ended up in one of the most largest hospital facilities in Bayshore called Long Island Lung Center. It's a big center there. And I walk into that place, and the doctor's asking me all these questions, and he wants to know all about the history of psychosis and all that. Blah, blah, blah. I gave him whatever he needed. I gave it to him. And he said, okay, we're going to do the test. They did the test. And he says, I also want to see the... he says, I want you to get a CAT scan. I said, I had the CAT scan already. He said, you did? Where is it? So he went, he ordered it, and they sent him the report. He looked at the... this is the second witness. He looks at the report. He was the first one, actually. He looks at the report, and he stood amazed. And he couldn't understand. He says, you're having shortness of breath, and you were going through all these same familiar symptoms that I was going through before. You can go through the symptoms. But God said, are you healed? You're healed. God healed me then. I'm still healed now. There ain't going to be any reoccurrence. God said, I'm healed. I'm healed. God made me a promise. If he made me a promise, if I would have given up, say, oh, forget it. It's back. Then I would have been in trouble. But he said to me, he says, your test, he sees the same thing that the other doctor saw. It was like a mass around the lungs with all these lymph nodes all around, so huge. And he couldn't understand. And then he looked at the lung function test. He said, my God, he says, they're up almost 100%. He said, I don't know. I don't know. He said, listen, will you do me a favor? I said, what? He said, will you come back and see me in 1 year? I said, fine, I'll come back. Well, if I go back, it's going to be the same thing. And so, my daughter got the reports because I go to physical therapy. So, she got the reports, and her boss, who was a Jewish woman. And when I walk into that doctor's office, everything stops. So he has so much respect. And sometimes he calls me daddy. She calls me daddy. Sometimes she said, daddy, how you doing? When she got the reports and looked at him, she said, Rachel, what's going on with you and with your daddy? Rachel said, nothing. My daddy's fine. And so Rachel calls me on the phone. This is her. She's getting ready now to go on her fifth wedding anniversary. She calls me up on the telephone and she says a very encouraging word to me. She said, daddy, I want you to know how much God loves you. She said, because the scar marks that Jesus bore on his body was visibly seen. The piercing in his side, the nail prints in his hand, the thorny crown on his hand were the evidence. She said, those doctors saw the actual evidence, but could not understand. Now, I don't understand all that God does. None of us can understand all that God does. But one thing I do know, that his eyes are on the sparrow. And if his eyes is on that little bitty bird, I know he watches over me. It ain't over until God says it's over. No matter what you're going through, no matter what's happening around you, no matter what the doctors tell you, somebody in here done received a bad report from the doctor. But I want you to know it's not over until God says it's over. Hallelujah. He could have took me out a long time ago if he wanted to. But God said it's not over. Even though they're there, they're physically there. I still have some physically on other parts of my body. They're physically there. But there is no psychedosis flowing in these veins. You got to continually press on. Perseverance. You got to press on. You got to press your way through the situation. The word perseverance, this is my definition of the word perseverance. Is this. Having the ability to overcome all obstacles that are in the way. No matter what the obstacle is, no matter what the situation is, no matter what the problem is, God will give you that perseverance because his love is so great. And when she told me this thing, tears just came in my eyes. I just begin to rejoice, and the Holy Spirit tells me it's never over until I say so. Doesn't matter what man may say or what man may do. It ain't over until I say so. So I just want to go on record today to let you know that God said it's not over until he say it's over. It's not what it looks like. I come here today to encourage you to declare God's eternal word. It ain't over. It ain't over. Today I want to talk just very briefly. I just wanted, that won't cost you nothing. I just wanted to tell you how good, how great the God that I serve. Hallelujah. God loved me. I said, God loves me so much. Not only do I know him as my healer, but I know him as my provider and my protector. I heard David say, yea, though I walk through the valleys, and I've been through some valleys, and I've been through the shadow of death, but God said, I'll fear no evil. Because I know God is with me. He's with me. I look at my children. I say, he's with me. I look at my wife. I say, he's with me. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'll be with you always until the end of this world. But my text today records a man by the name of King Hezekiah, king of Judah, a great king in the kingdom of God. My name is David. I'm in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. But I want to talk about Jehoshaphat, who was a great king of Judah. Judah means praise. So in the midst of your trouble, praise ye the Lord. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. The Bible tells us that Hezekiah was the king of Judah. And Hezekiah was known as a good king. He was the son of the Ahazah. A-H-A-Z. How you say that? A-H-A-Z. Ahaz. Everybody knew who Ahaz was. He was the son of him. The Bible said about Jehoshaphat that Jehoshaphat's father was a wicked man. But when Isaiah became king, he was about 25 years old. Said he was a good king. He did all that was good in the sight of the Lord. He kept the commandments of God. In other words, he loved God. He became the king of Judah at a very tender age. And he was such a great man that he restored everything that his father tore down. He restored it all back. He was such a powerful man. The Bible reveals that he was a leader that was recognizing that the nation was in a state of spiritual dryness, because they had all gone away from God. But Hezekiah came on the scene, and he loved God so much that he was willing to bring the people back to where God wanted him to be. And we're living in a time of our nation where our nation needs to cry out to God and call back to God. Somebody said it's all over. What are we going to do now? We don't know who's coming over, but it ain't over until God says it's over. So he was so great, this man, that he restored order back to Judah. He reopened the temple doors, or we can say the doors of the church. He reinstated the priests and their duties, and he organized an altar to aid in worship. He destroyed the idols of all the nation. And he, as the worship was instated, he began to celebrate the great Passover. As a king, the Bible declared that Hezekiah became sick unto death. And because of his death, we have an extreme measure. Most people who think about death, the fear of death coming upon him. Hezekiah was declared sick unto death. And when death hits most of us, we're ready to give up. We're ready to push it in. Give it up. It's over. Nothing we can do. The doctor said this. The doctor said that. Hogwash. Forget about what the doctor said. We must understand who's in control. We must understand that God is on our side. We must understand that whatever takes place, and the Bible said about Hezekiah that when Hezekiah heard this news from the prophet, Hezekiah didn't go in a panic. He didn't run anywhere, but the Bible said that he turned his face to the wall and he began to call upon God. When you're in trouble, that's the time that you need to call upon God. In the time of need, we need to call upon the name of the Lord. He turned to God. God is still answering prayers today, just like he did with Hezekiah. Someone said that you got to push until something happens in your life. You got to believe God. Even if you have done wrong, God still loves you. You got to push your way into the very presence of God and ask him what you want. Look at your neighbor and say, it's not over until God says it's over. Listen, if you need an unusual blessing in your life, then you must sow an unusual seed for God. If you need a crazy breakthrough, then you must do something to sow a crazy seed for God. No matter what it takes, if you need that breakthrough, you got to press your way in. And said, like the woman with the issue of blood, if I can just get to God. They have a song that says, take me to the king. Take me to the king. That's all I need to do is get to what a king is. I stand today as a witness to make a decree that it's not over until God says it's over. When you face impossible situations, when you face challenges and something that's too big for you, that's God's opportunity to perform a miracle in your life. What is the definition of a miracle? Somebody tell me the definition, your definition of a miracle. Because there's miracles in this place right now. There's miracles that happens every day. There's miracles walking around in this place every day. What is a miracle? An everyday occurrence. I'm an everyday occurrence in the kingdom of God. Every day I get up, Lord, I said, thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for my healing. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. I'm healed by his power and by his divine. By the mercies of God, we can declare, and I declare this morning in this place, that whatsoever that holds us bound, no matter what it is, if it's sickness, if it's depression, is it unbelief, is it financial burdens, whatever it is, it's loose this morning in this place. I declare to you today that sickness is not unto death, but to the glory of God. Huh? This sickness is not unto death, but it's for the glory of God. The doctor may tell you that you have cancer and you will not live, but that sickness is not unto death. God is still in the saving business. I'm a living witness today that I thank God for the kingdom of God moving and operating on the inside. I want to thank the pastor for preaching the gospel of the kingdom in this place. I want to thank God for applying what he has preached into my life through my hard times, through my struggles, through the rain, through the storm, through the tears, but staying firm and believing God, musing and meditating upon the word of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your problem is not going to destroy you, but it's going to give God the glory. They may talk about you, but that's not going to destroy you. But it's for the glory of God. Your finances may not be in order, but it won't destroy you because it's going to be for the grace of God. Your employment is not unto death. Sickness is not unto death. Oppression, death, high blood pressure, no matter what it is. That man, hallelujah, they might be out to kill you. But there's one inside of you that are much stronger and much greater than you. Don't give up because you don't see progress. Huh? God promised me this year that there would be restoration, that there would be transformation. I'm going through the transformation now. I'm just giving God the praise and giving God the glory. I'm enjoying the process. Hallelujah. You got to enjoy the process as it comes. Come what happened. Hold on to God's hands. It ain't over. Tell your neighbor it ain't over. It ain't over until God says it's over. Don't give up. Don't give up if you don't see a flood of people coming. Don't give up if somebody don't come around and pat you on your back. David says, I encourage myself. Hallelujah. When no one else encouraged you, David encouraged himself. And sometimes you got to pat yourself on the back and say, run on, son. Run on. The songwriter said way back, I believe I'll run on and see what the end's going to be. And I already know what the end's going to be. Jesus is going to be standing there if I can just get to the king. Hallelujah. 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 Don't give up because one don't appreciate you, because you feel like nobody loves you. I want you to know God loves you so much that he gave his only son. His son gave his life, and he shed that love abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Don't give up when they criticize you. Nehemiah, they criticized him for building the wall. But Nehemiah decided he wasn't going to give up, because he knew in whom he trusted. It's not by our own power that gets us out of the situation, but it's by the wonderful working power of God. And you may think you hit rock bottom. You may think you hit the end. But I want you to know that when you think you reached the dead end, God takes that dead end and he transforms it. And he waits for you at the finish line. Scripture said, I'm more than a conqueror, overcomer. Your breakthrough, you may not be able to see it, but I want you to know your breakthrough is here and it's coming. It may be delayed, but it's not denied. You may be seeking God for deliverance. It may be delayed, but it won't be denied. You may need a healing in your body to stand firm and say, God, I'm healed. Because it will not, it may be denied, but it will not be destroyed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The prophet Habakkuk says, your dreams, your miracles, your breakthrough, no matter where it is. He said, though it tarries. Huh? In other words, it may not come when you want it. It may not come when you think it should come. But the moment you speak it into existence, it's there. Though it tarry, wait for it. And while you're waiting, shout hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Giving God the glory. Giving God the honor. Let everything that have breath praise you the Lord. In the midst of the situation, don't give up. Hallelujah. Your breakthrough is right there. Glory to God. Keep praising God. The Bible said, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Hallelujah. He said, keep praising him. Keep praying morning, noon, and night. Because weeping may endure for a night, but joy always comes in the morning. There's something about morning time when joy comes. Hallelujah. Keep worshiping God. Keep giving God the glory. Keep giving him the honor. Keep hoping in him. Because he is our hope. Stay in the press. Keep giving. Keep fighting. Keep shouting hallelujah. Cause your body to be a living sacrifice, an instrument of praise unto our Lord. Not over until God says it's over. He says, son, it's not over. It's not over till I say so. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I feel like $1 million right now. I said, I feel like $1 million. If I had wings, I'm an eagle, I'll fly away from here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for his grace. Because his grace is sufficient in everything. In everything. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. When I'm sick, then I'm healed. The songwriter said, I can't stop. Praising the Lord, I can't stop praising the Lord, I can't stop praising the Lord. Jesus! Hallelujah. 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 I'm telling you, when I was preparing this, my whole insides began to move. I could feel the presence of God. I said, God, you're ministering to me. I said, Lord, I want to be able to minister that it can touch someone else. But Lord, if it doesn't minister here, I know it's not going to reach out there. And I believe this morning that I'm talking to somebody in this place right now that are facing tough situations, that are going through hardship. You don't receive reports that I done prayed, then you need to stop praying and praise God. Huh? I used to hear old mothers praying for their children, praying. Get up off your knees and start thanking God for your children. I'm going to close with this. I had a tremendous 3.5 year going through a season of different things in the life. But in the midst of it, God was with me. And in the midst of it, God began to restore. In the midst of it, I had a wavered son out there. God brought him back into the fold. But not only did he bring him back into the fold, but he raised him up and gave him a godly wife. I'm talking about, even though I was going through the trouble, even though I was wrapped in pain, in agony, being frustrated, disgusted, and busted, but in the midst of it, God said, it's not over until I say so. It's not over. Church, it's not over. We need to stop making pity parties. It's not over. So what? The camera broke when my mom went home with the Lord, because there are only 3 women in my life that had impacts in my life. And my first one was my mother, because she birthed me into this world and she taught me the word of God. She taught me the way of the Lord by her precept and her example. And I saw the struggles that she went through. But I seen her on her knees in times when nobody else was around. And I saw her giving praises unto God. And she would always begin to pray. And then she would begin to go, Ramborobo, Shatorobo, Kosorobo. All you hear was mama in the house. And God prepared me for that. He said, it's not over, son. It's not over till I say so. And he said, I don't say so. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy, I tell him every time, I'm a dead man. I'm a dead man. I'm dead. My life is hid in Christ. It's no more I, but it's the Christ that lives on the inside of me. You can't hurt me no more. Somebody said, yeah, but you were crippled. But the Bible tells me that no weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. I may walk funny, and I may even talk funny, but no weapon that is formed against me. That's why I shout so loud, Pastor. That's why y'all hear me preach so loud. I can't help it. I'm just loud. Because God has been so good to me. Hallelujah. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. Hallelujah. And you know what the doctor said to me? He says, I want you to come to my office on Monday morning. And he says, I'm going to, listen. I said, oh, yes. That'd be great. He says, I'm going to give you a vitamin B12 shot. He said, vitamin. Now, he would have said some other kind of shot. I would have said no, but he said, vitamin B12. He said, because I'm going to try to build up your strength. But how many know that Nehemiah said, the joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm going to take it. I don't need it right now. Right now I don't need it. Why? It's because of the anointing, Brother Raymond. It's because of the anointing. And right now I feel the anointing. And every bone in my body is at rest. I shout hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, raise your hands and praise Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ain't over. It ain't over. To the Lord say so. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Sometimes my knees knock, but they not knocking right now. Sometimes I be rubbing them like this, but they don't hurt right now. I can breathe real good. This joy I have, the walk didn't give it. The walk can't take it away. It ain't over till God says it's over. You need to tell somebody when you go home, look them in the eye and say, God said it's not over until He says it's over. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody help me to praise Him. Somebody help me to praise Him. Praise Him. Hallelujah. I didn't come to you with man's wisdom, but I come to you in demonstration. I am the demonstrator right now. God is real. Hallelujah. 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 He's here to perform His word. He's here to perform His word. It ain't over. It ain't over. Till God says it's over. God says live and not die. God said you're the head and not the tail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody asked me, can the doctor go inside and maybe remove those? I said, for what? I'm getting my film. I'm going to get my film. I'm going to get my film, the picture of it. And I'm going to get ready to write me a book. I want to write a book. Who God is. Who God is. Sister Princess, where is she? Shanice, come on down. I want you to sing for me. I was going to call you this morning, because I wanted you to sing a particular song, but I think the last time you couldn't find that song. She still can't find that song. You think you can do it a cappella for me? Amen. I mean, if you can do it a cappella, fine. But if you can't, give me something really nice. Something that's going to soothe my soul.
Thank you, Lord.
Just let the Lord... do what the Lord has given to you the best. Hallelujah.
You may be down and feel like God has somehow forgotten.
That's it.
That you are faced with circumstances you can't get through.
Thank you, Lord.
And right now it seems that there's no way out, and you're going under.
Yes.
But God's proven time and time again, He'll take care of you.
Just think about those words. Think about those words right now.
And He'll do it again.
Yes, He will. He'll do it again.
He'll do it again. Just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Well, hasn't He always come through
always
for you? He's the same now as then.
Yes, Lord.
You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again.
Yes,
God knows the things you're going through.
Yes, He does.
And He knows how you're hurting. You see, He knows just how your heart, it's been broken in two. But He's the God of the stars.
Yes.
Of the sun and the seas.
Yes.
And He is your Father.
Yes, He is. He's your Father.
If He can calm the storm, then He'll find some way to fix it for you.
He'll fix it.
And He'll do it again. So just take a look at where you are now and where you've been. Well, hasn't He always come through for you? He's the same now as then. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again. You may not know how, you may not know when, but He'll do it again.
Shake your finger there and say, it ain't over.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Till the Lord says so.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Let me finish this. Let me say this. Let me say this. They checked all other areas. And all areas came out negative. Hallelujah. Healing is in my body. Healing walks in me. Healing talks in me. Healing. There was a man, he was crippled. And I heard a minister brother say this. He said this man was crippled. I think he had cerebral palsy or something. He was crippled in the form. And God, He laid His hands on him. And the man was healed every place except for his fingers. They were still, he couldn't understand why they wasn't straight. The preacher's explanation to him was that God wants to show you what He can do. That may be, but you know. If you see the outside, the inside is whole. God makes us whole. Body, soul, and spirit. Healing is a children's bread. We got to stand and say, be thou made whole. That's why we have so many people. That's why we have such a large suicide rate among young people. It's not drugs, it's not alcohol, it's suicide. We got to stand against that strong man and speak and call our children to be made whole. Lord, be thou made whole. Not just heal, but be made whole. Whole. Everywhere. Whole. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell somebody to be made whole. Be made whole. Father, we thank you. We praise you right now. For your word is true. Your word is real. Your principles, oh God, are assured. And Lord, tonight we declare that the Bible is the word of God. We declare in this place, oh God, it is the final authority for our life. It is our constitution from heaven to earth. And Lord, we stand and we meditate and we declare as citizens of your kingdom that thou people will be made whole in the name of Jesus. Lamb of God, Son of God, I speak healing right now into that financial situation. Be made whole. Finances, be made whole. High blood pressure, be made whole. Cancer, be made whole. Heart condition, be made whole. That spine, be made whole. In the name, eyes be made whole. Calls us, oh God. You said you would cause us. Calls us to walk in that wholeness. Mind, body, soul, and spirit, oh God. We receive your word. We declare it. It ain't over until you say so, God. And Lord, I speak a stirring in our hearts. I speak a stirring in our spirits. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. No sickness, no fear, no doubt, no unbelief will come near our dwelling. And as a people, oh God, the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. Put your hands together and say, glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.